Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Tom Allen's Indiana Hoosiers didn't break through against Ohio State, but that's the focus heading into week number two.
As I said afterwards, and we'll continue to say, you know, breakthrough is a mindset. It's a culture change. It's an expectation. You know, we're raising the expectations here. People are, and I share in that disappointment when you don't beat the number two team in the country, and you feel like you should have. But the bottom line is that's where we want to be. Being close and playing a great first half and all that isn't good enough. We embrace that, and we also take that, all the positives from the experience, and allow those to help us grow and move forward. It's about learning from your mistakes and pressing on. And that's my mindset. That's our expectation as a staff for our guys, and thought we had a good couple of days with them. Here the last Saturday and Sunday with our team, getting our guys' minds right, getting them ready to have a great week of preparation for our most important game of the season, which is Virginia, because it's the next game, and that's how we approach it. And that will be the case every single week. The goal is to be 1-0 at the end of this week. Players of the game offensively was Simi Cobb, and his performance, as was been well documented, was a good start to the season. He still has things to work on. He knows that, but he did make some plays and played well. Defensively, Tigray Scales was the player of the game for us, as voted by the coaches, and he's was as disappointed as anybody in our performance. So he took it personal, and that's what we want. And special teams was Chase Dutra, who continues to be, was last season and is this year, even though he started in the game. His role on special teams is huge for us. His energy and his focus and his execution is what it needs to be.
Hoosiers hit the road Saturday, 3:30 against Virginia in Charlottesville. Reds on the radio tonight, 7 o'clock versus Milwaukee. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glascott.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Offensive coordinator Mike DeBoard met the media on Monday to assess Richard Lego's performance, Indiana's running game against Ohio State, and what they learned in a busy week number one.
You know, I thought he made some really good throws and good decisions. You know, I talked to him last night about it. I think there was about 3 to 5 plays in that game that he's got to do a better job of taking care of the ball. You know, you take those 3 to 5 out, then he played really well, and he was the strength of our offense out there. We knew going into it was going to be hard. We supposedly got like 5 probably first-round draft choices up front. They played 7 defensive ends and 5 inside guys. So that's obviously, you add that up, but they're playing about 3 deep at 4 positions. We basically had 6 offensive linemen playing. We've got to block better, you know, and we had 18 plays where I actually called runs, but we have RPOs off of those. So those 18 plays, we ended up throwing the ball because of the look that we got. Of those 18 plays, we completed 11 of them. We averaged over 6 yards per attempt, and we averaged over 9 yards per completion on those 18 plays. So, you know, we got to be a better running football team than what we were in that game, and we will be. But yet, those were some big plays in that game. They're good up front. They do a lot of different things. They move on you, and they were blitzing and things like that. So we knew as a staff, offensive staff, going into the game, we're going to have to throw the ball. They're really hard to put drives together against. And so, therefore, we knew we were going to have to throw the ball down the field to take up some of that, those yards. First half, I feel like we're doing that. And really, most of the third quarter, we're doing that. We just, as Coach Allen just talked about, we just didn't finish up
here. Reds on the radio tonight at 7. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glascott.